I copy, shots fired. Off mission just south of the off-ramp of the 15th.
There was a time when Charm City wasn't so charming. Thugs, pimps, and countless really, really bad people would roam the streets. The state slogan, come to Baltimore and we will shoot you. And maybe that's where the story of one city councilman begins. Martin O'Malley believed that shooting people was a potential problem, so he ran for mayor and won. Other mayors went to City Hall. O'Malley hit the streets. Single-handed, Martin hit the streets, started kicking butt and taking names. When O'Malley would stumble upon a bad guy, he would challenge them to a battle to the death, and he would win. After personally eliminating Baltimore of hard criminals, he knew his work wasn't done, so he started locking up over 25% of the city's population. Race tensions went away, and so did 100,000 minorities in the city of Baltimore. Sometimes you need to break some eggs to make an omelet, and sometimes you need a fork to eat that omelet. Or maybe you don't like omelets. And O'Malley understood this. And he likes omelets. When liking omelets polled well. Martin O'Malley thought if Gestapo politics could work in the city, why not the state? Or the world? He started with the state. As governor, Martin made his mark. Great things started to happen. Illegals found sanctuary. And Marylanders found new taxes. From raising the gas tax, sin taxes, the flush tax, the bottle tax, the bag tax, even the rain was taxed. O'Malley saved the bay by transferring money out of the transportation trust fund, raising tolls and vehicle registration fees. For a state that was number one in education, O'Malley said, we can do better. It wasn't mathematically possible, but Martin didn't care. With O'Malley, Maryland was one of the first states to sign on to Common Core. Martin made the tough decisions and the real cuts. During his time as governor, the state budget went up over $8 billion. That doesn't make any sense. Obama has set the bar. Unrepayable debt, elimination of the middle class, diminished credibility on the world stage, nuclear war in Iran, high gas prices, open borders, backing extreme jihadists, creating national state-run education, class warfare, and destroying a world-class healthcare system. One man can carry the vision. Maryland's governor, Martin O'Malley.